Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism. A drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
But is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
You gotta cut carbs for 30 days.
Always know every
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Signos.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline with the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching, listen, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, SiriusXM Channel 159.
Wednesday, it's hump day. It's the best hour of your day. It's officially underway. It is Moneyline. It's Donnie Wrightside here on a solo mission. SiriusXM Channel 159, also out here in the chat box. Sports Grid on demand. Come in here, say hello. Let's have some fun. Let's get after it. Also, the Sports Grid app, the best app in the business here. Make sure you're downloading it where apps are available. That is the Sports Grid app. Follow your favorite host here, including myself, Boy DRS. It's what we do. You want to find out what I'm on? You want to find out what I'm doing? You can track it there, certainly, on the Sports Grid app. Today, we're going to talk a lot of Major League Baseball, a lot of afternoon action. As I take a look at the slate here, let me just set the tone. First game, 12:05 start, Cleveland and Washington. 2 1 o'clock games, 1 2 o'clock game, 3 3 o'clock games, 1 4 o'clock game, then the night slate. So we have a pretty even balance here on a Wednesday to get through. We'll go over every single situation, every pitcher to fade, every RBI prop, every team total to try to take a look at. Lost a little bit yesterday, but behind the scenes, I actually won a little bit of money. I tweeted out earlier this morning where I wanted to spend some time talking on Moneyline, which we will in segment number 2, on leveling up for some opportunities. Yesterday, the 3 RBI props came in. I also bet everybody yesterday for 1 RBI prop and 2 RBI props. And the difference between that is like plus 125, 2 RBI props, 450, 5-1, 6-1 or more at that point. Leveling up, 1 home run, guy on base, you're cashing a lot of tickets at one swing. We'll get into that and talk much more here. X-Man's in the chat box. Shout out to Donnie. Absolutely. Shout out to you, X-Man. And yes, X-Man had a big night last night. Man's always coming through. Giving the props to the people, get those in the chat box. Follow me on Twitter, /X, at RightsideVP. It's a way we get down to business. But we do, before we get into the pitching card today, which we will in segment number 2, get those hot topics out of the way and where we sit. Hot topics in the NBA, what is going on with the favorites? The favorites can't seem to win at this point here, huh? They can't seem to hold home court advantage. Yesterday, the Pacers, 120, the Cavaliers 119. Before that game, the Cavaliers announced multiple players out due to injury and then smashed the Pacers in the first quarter, 32-15. At the half, had that double-digit lead, extended it in the third quarter, then lost the fourth quarter by 15 points, which included an amazing missed free throw slash rebound slash step back three by Tyrese Halliburton to give them the 2-0 series lead. The Pacers, 2-0 series lead before we even get back to Indiana is crazy work. Donovan Mitchell has had 48 points, 9 assists, and 4 steals, and it wasn't good enough for a victory. The Cavaliers, who were my pick to make it to the NBA Finals, are officially on the ropes in round number 2. They didn't even make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. Taking a look here at the Warriors and the Timberwolves last night. The Warriors, similar to the fashion that we saw in a couple games in round number 1 against the Rockets, handled their business. 99-88 over the Timberwolves. An ugly performance by the Timberwolves, which included an 11-point second quarter. And understand this. Warriors fans, Warriors organization, you should be celebrating today with a 1-0 series lead in round number 2 after your Game 7 win against the Houston Rockets on the road, but you can't do that. Steph Curry down with a hamstring injury, which again, I am the hamstring expert. Based on those scenario and that news, don't know if we see Steph Curry the rest of this playoffs, or particularly for this second round. And that should give the Timberwolves a little bit of a relief here, but embarrassing performance because understand this, Steph played 13 minutes in that game. They still lost that. It wasn't like Steph got hurt in the final minute of a game where the Warriors had a 10-point lead. No, Steph got hurt early on and they still weren't able to do anything about it and got busted up. And they needed a 9-point win in the fourth quarter, the Timberwolves, just to make it reasonable. This team was getting smashed heading into the fourth quarter, which is incredible for a team without Steph Curry. Jordan P. in the chat box, my guy Darren in the chat box, everybody enjoying it. Hey, Donnie, where's that chat box? Sports Grid on demand on YouTube. Come in here, watch the radio shows live, get your comments out there, and have some fun with it. So the NBA completely off the rails. Based on Monday as well, where you saw the New York Knicks 108-105 victory over the Boston Celtics. Another high-seeded team knocked off in game number 1. The Nuggets on the road against the Thunder storm back. 36-29 in the fourth quarter, 35-30 in the third quarter to beat the Thunder, 121-119. Home court advantage, where have you been? Which then brings us up tonight on the wagers and the games. The Boston Celtics laying 10.5 points on the parquet floor at the TD Garden against the New York Knicks. The Denver Nuggets on the road catching 10.5 points from OKC. And by the way, that number is down from 11. Which was at most outlets, and even now tens are showing up. And the betting public is laying the wood on the Denver Nuggets. I saw in the FanDuel Sportsbook today, and we were going over the numbers, 85% of the tickets are on the Denver Nuggets to cover that point spread here. Go fast. Tony in the chat box as well. See what I mean? Look at all those points out here. And if you even get ahead of yourself to tomorrow, the Golden State Warriors with a 1-game lead over the Timberwolves. Steph ain't playing in that game. That's a 10-point spread. That's incredible. Even if we stretch it out to the 9th, which is in 2 days, which will be Friday, and that's when you get the next game here for the Cavaliers and the Pacers series. The Cavaliers are slight favorites at -2. We don't even know who's playing for the Cavaliers. So a lot of people just stressing out right now, and will the higher seeds win? I got to tell you, like it feels like the Cavaliers are on the ropes, hanging in, playing rope-a-dope, getting lumped up, punch, 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 punch. I don't know if they can come back, can they? Is it would be miraculous if they came back from an 0-2 series deficit? No. But also, 0-2 series deficit, like, hey, we lost the first 2 games on the road. We come home, we can tie this series up, and it's a best of 3. Let's steal the game on the opposing team's home court. Like, no, you lost 2 games on your home court, Cleveland. Now you got to go play Indy, and what's this holding serve for Indy? Win one of those games, and it's a 3-1 series lead before you head back to Cleveland? You can't do that. You can't expect to win 3 straight games after that. No. Nonsense. So which way are you guys taking tonight? The New York Knicks, who played a good basketball game in game number 1, but the Boston Celtics were historically bad. They barely lost that game. If the Celtics are average in this game, does that mean they easily win by double digits? Going over it on the early line, myself, Joe Ranieri, and the coach, James Young, I said to myself, you know what makes the most sense here in this spot? It's the Boston Celtics in the first half at -6.5. You'll know the drill right off the bat. Surprising to me would be the Celtics win the first quarter and the second quarter and then, you know, get dropped on their head in the second half. I'm not expecting a blowout per se, but there's a good choice of a blowout. Like the question that was posed this morning was, which game tonight in the NBA is more likely to have a blowout? Denver Nuggets, Oklahoma City Thunder, or the New York Knicks and the Boston Celtics? Or should I say, which team is destined to get blowout more? Would it be the Nuggets or the Knicks as underdogs? And to me, it would be the New York Knicks. Like if Boston is out here, they were terrible from three-point range, they get average from three-point range, you might be looking at a 15-point plus victory for the Boston Celtics. But for me and my betting philosophy tonight, the Celtics got to come out and establish themselves in this series, which includes in the first quarter and the second quarter. I played this game for the Boston Celtics minus 6.5 in the first half. I believe they should be up double digits in the half. And as you say, like, I don't want to be watching the fourth quarter with 2 minutes to go of a 15-point game and back-to-back threes go down for the Knicks, which are meaningless to some, but important to others. And that's the way you would lose that. I'll be okay. Like, if the Celtics are up 2 points at the break and end up winning by 15, I can live with that, no doubt. You know what I couldn't live with? Celtics up 13 points at the break, win by 4 points. I would be furious at myself for that. So for me, I'm taking the Boston Celtics first half minus 6.5. And I don't care. I'm going to ride that public train, baby, on the Denver Nuggets. I'll take the points, which was 11 this morning, down to 10.5 and creeping slow down lower and lower and lower to 10 points here in this frame here. We got Major League Baseball people to talk about. Yes, we do. We'll start it up next. Let's see who those pitchers we're going to fade today. Some hitters in some good spots. It all happens on a Wednesday hump day edition of Moneyline coming up next right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's make some money today. Let's have some fun in Major League Baseball. Afternoon card, night card, we got it all. 12:05 start. Allen and Soroka. We'll get to that game in just a moment here. But I just want to go over philosophy, right? Because, living day to day and being a handicapper, it's fun. Stressful times. A lot of people listen to you. But so much, it's not so much about the end result, but really how you got there. Is Donnie making sense? Is he putting good plays out there? Is he saying, hey, man, I like Seattle and Wu tonight. Let's just take them there, right? Like, there's no analysis behind that. You guys know that it's very structured on how you go about handicapping and putting your best foot forward. You know, opening up the season, what a gem it was for the hit, run, RBI market. You could do it 1, 2, 3s, 4s, 5s, whatever you want to do at Bet365. And the price points were advantageous for the first month of the season for the hit, run, and RBI market. But now I'm finding myself, I have to go as many as 4 players deep, 3 players deep, just to get barely any plus money. So sort of that shift over to the RBI props have always been good to me. Because when I handicap games, I'm really handicapping based on power, not batting average. Like, hey, this guy can single and stuff like that. ISO power number is going to measure doubles, triples, home runs, right? Weighted on base percentage, weighing every single at bat based on what you're doing there. If those numbers are high, that means you're hitting doubles, you're hitting triples, you're hitting home runs, you're driving in baseballs, you're driving baseballs into the seats, into the fence, and that usually results in RBI. Like, yeah, you can get them on singles all the time. Happens daily life. But you know what's nice? 2 outs in one inning, you have a guy at the plate and hits a solo home run, like, bang, got me my, you know, action that I needed right off the bat. So I've sort of shifted a little bit of a focus away from the HRR market, which I'll still be looking each day and what makes the most sense and still use them, of course. But I think they're a little bit overpriced right now. We're not getting maximum value, where RBI always has maximum value because outside of playing in Colorado, you are going to be plus money 99.9% of the time. But when I start talking about some of these markets, and let's just focus on, we'll go to some of the bigger names because it's easy to say like a backup catcher, hey, plus 265 for an RBI, 7-1 as a 2 RBI night for that guy, right? Let's focus on the Los Angeles Dodgers. This isn't a handicap that we're going over right now. I'm just laying out what I'm taking a look at and what's making sense right now. Same thing with yesterday. I had Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman to each record an RBI in their game yesterday. Actually, each hit home runs and each had multiple RBI nights. So the plays that I put out yesterday just were based, on getting a single RBI. But I always track some things behind the scenes and say, you know what? If you're getting an RBI, what are the chances that you can get two? Now, granted, a 2 RBI night, a 3 RBI, and a 4 RBI are fantastic. But a lot of these, I'm saying to myself, like, boy, when I take an RBI, this guy got 3 this night. This guy got 2. Or
He had one with a chance to get multiple. Or, oh, I don't have my RBI just yet. It's a seventh inning. It's base loaded, one out. I single up the middle. I get two RBI. But granted, you're happy that you cash the RBI yourself. It's plus money. You move on and you say it. But then you say, am I leaving money on the table? Because the increments really level up, particularly once you get the 2, 3, 4, and 5 RBI. Now, I'm telling you right now, I'm never betting a 5 RBI night. I'm never betting a 4. Maybe mess around with 3s, but it's really the 2 RBI market that I'm focused on. So just based on today's numbers, not yesterday's, right? Freddie Freeman and Shohei Ohtani, the same people. Let's just say you back them again today, and there's probably a chance that we might do that. Go Fast Tony's out here, Vic Ferrari, Aaron Schoen as well. Welcome to the chat box, having fun on Sports Grid On Demand out here, as well as you guys listening on Sirius XM channel 159. But understand this premise, right? Freddie Freeman today to record 1 RBI. It's plus money, but it's cheap. It's plus 105. The same thing with Shohei Ohtani, plus 105. You hit that number, it's a plus money. Any plus money number bet, absolutely phenomenal. You'll take it. But yesterday, I did the entire card, and I bet everybody to get 2 RBI and also 1 RBI. Here's the difference in it. Freddie gets plus 105 for 1 RBI. Look what he gets for 2. That's a plus 375, and that's lower than it was yesterday. So let me just log back in here and see my bets that were settled from yesterday on Freddie Freeman, because I'm going to show you some of the differences here that we had. Like last night, J.P. Crawford, who I'd like to get an RBI, I didn't get any of them. He was plus 210 to get an RBI. For 2 of them, guys, a plus 750 price. I had Cal Raleigh to get an RBI, which I know he probably would have. He didn't start the game, got my money refunded, and of course he comes in and gets multiple RBI. But George Springer last night, who did cash, here's another good one, right? George has been on fire, batting in the middle of that lineup here for Toronto. So I said to myself, these ones would make sense, right? 1 RBI for George was plus 210. He got that. But he also got the second RBI as well. I believe it was a home run that he hit. It was a multiple RBI game, a plus 650 cashed. You see what I mean? Like, you're hitting 650 numbers on getting just that second RBI. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. last night, wanted him to get a couple RBI, wasn't able to do that. But again, Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who's hitting the cover off the baseball, like last night, guys, a plus 180 price to get 1 RBI, his 2 plus RBI market, 650. 650. Now again, RBIs aren't guaranteed. That's why they're plus money. I get that. But so many times when you have a good handicap on a player, that second RBI is big because, again, sometimes you're biting the hand that feeds you in a way. Like, hey, man, like I bet, Vladdy to get 1 RBI plus 180, but I lost some of it back because I bet him to get 2. Like, if you have 7, 8, or 9 guys, like, getting RBI, and granted, like, above average handicapper, I believe I am with the RBI market, like, your goal is to get 500. Like, let's call it even a 10, right? You get 10 RBI bets in. You hit 5 of those 10. That's an awesome night. You hit 4 of those 10. You're still plus money. But let's just say you can hit 3 of those guys with 2 or more RBI, which would be those 600s and 650s and 550 numbers. You're making money here. And that happens a lot. Like, all 3 guys that hit last night for 1 RBI also had 2 RBI, which gave me behind the scenes a very profitable day. But just for the plays that I put out, took a short loss here because I needed 1 more RBI to hit, which, my goodness, man, come on. Washington, game number 2, scored 1 run after getting 10 in game number 1. But yesterday, like Shohei Ohtani, plus 120 for 1 RBI, 375 yesterday for 2. He got that. Freddie Freeman, who's much lower today, he was plus 110 for 1 RBI yesterday, 4-1 price for 2 RBI. So laying out the statistics for you guys to take a look at, like, it's not a long-term strategy that I think would be golden. But sometimes you have to ride with the ebbs and the flows. And last night was that perfect example. 3 guys had 1 RBI. Those same 3 guys with the 1 RBI also had 2 or more RBI last night. It's another way to sort of say, you know what? So many times, because you see it, guys, right? Man, see, or a double with bases loaded and 2 outs, drives in 3. Love my RBI prop. Well, imagine if you had 2 or 3 down there. And you talk about 3 RBIs, 10-1, 15-1, 20-1 on some players. I'm not advocating. Just bringing up the numbers of what they are. RBIs are fun. Get down to the business of handicapping next, right here on Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Nah, shot picks in there. Look at him having fun out there. It's good to see DRS, the hardest
Now, I hope that's supposed to be the hardest working man in the East Coast breaking down games. Let's go. Because, yeah, if I read it out there differently, the connotation sort of changes a little bit. So we'll leave it at that. The hardest working man in the sports business out here. Now, we are talking Major League Baseball. I know the people out there also, you sort of get that knowledge where it's like, where am I coming from at this point? And strategies that I like to sort of weigh into. RBI has always been a big part of it here. Team totals as well. You need some good correlations on team totals for everything to hit. Otherwise, I do just like to singularly focus in on a couple different situations. I'll tell you one that I lost last night, which I didn't bet. Byron Buxton, nice night. Same thing with Carlos Correa. Left those off the card. Late night last night, Cal Raleigh didn't play, which ended up getting an RBI, which again, gets voided out. You get your money back, but he did get the RBI. Did take Dylan Moore for the Mariners last night. He did also get an RBI, so that worked out. So, you know, the radar is on. I'm enjoying what's happening now, but now let's take a look at this full card this afternoon and get to it. We'll see if we have some action in that Cleveland game, but as we're doing this, this is my first look at the card with you guys as well, handicapping through it. And the thing that we love to do is forget about looking at the batters or any price points at this point. We always start with the pitchers that we want to fade on a day-to-day card. Today, I have 30 pitchers with at least 5 innings pitched on the season. And I say 5 innings just because I want to say I don't want to get my timeline clogged with a backup shortstop that threw 1 inning whose team is playing today, and he's on my card here. So Gunnar Hoglund is actually listed number 1 on the card in XFIP today at 1.93. So only had 1 start and 6 innings. So really, that's not a handicap. The best pitcher on the card today, XFIP-wise, that's Christopher Sanchez of the Philadelphia Phillies. He's at a 2.93. But we do have a lot of people. I like to start at 4.50 or higher on the XFIP number for chances to fade. Now, granted, we look at lefties and righties, but you want the overall perspective of who is in that price point and who's in that range, right? So 4.51, if we start, that's Simeon, Woods, Richardson. So we'll write that down. I always hate when the names are so long because my handicapped writing, I should say, is just absolutely terrible. But that's a 4.51 for him for the Minnesota Twins. Number 2, that's our guy Yusei Kikuchi, and he pitches for the Los Angeles Angels. And for him, that is a 4.71. Pitcher number 3 on the card today with a fadeable option, that's Chicago White Sox. He pops up every single time. That is Jonathan Cannon of the Chicago White Sox. And he comes in today with a 4.84 XFIP number. Number 4 on the card, which didn't happen yesterday because of colder temperatures and the game got canceled with some rain. And that was Jackson Jobe, who, if I'm looking today, that's an 8 o'clock start. What are the weather? We didn't have a big change, though. It's about 55 degrees at first pitch. I was hoping that would be warm, but yesterday was in the 40s. So we'll go Jobe for Detroit. And he's in elevation today. That is 4.93. So we have some pitchers we can fade, and we're going to keep going here. Logan Allen, as we just talked about, who's going to start today at 12:05. Let's see here. So we got Allen, and that is for Cleveland. And his game starts 5.02. By the way, let me just check something from yesterday. Just want to follow up on a score, which game number 2 of that doubleheader yesterday, which really burned me on the Guardians. That cost a nice, nice winning day after 10 runs and a ton of good things that happened. Let me see here. 9-1 final. Who was the statistics in that game? Ben Lively had a good performance, which I was shocked by. 5 1/3 innings, 1 earned run. He was a really big fade guy for me based on some of the matchups that we had. Just didn't come in the same at this point here. But Allen looks like he could be a good fade here and maybe something right off the bat that we got to determine over the next half hour here. Landon Knack, Los Angeles Dodgers, only 8.2 innings pitched. He comes in at a 5.02. We're not going to fade him at that. Quinn Priester, though, we'll put Priester on this number because we faded him in the past successfully here. He's at a 5.08, and that's for the Milwaukee Brewers. Charlie Morton, one of those guys you love to fade for Baltimore. He's on that list today, guys, at a 5.43 overall XFIP. Which you're talking about danger zones out here in these streets. And the 8th pitcher we'll put on the card, Valente Barroso. And that's of the Miami Marlins. He chimes in with a stealthy 6.80 XFIP number. So you see what we did today, right? One of the pitchers, Landon Knack, who has a 7 ERA and a 5.02 XFIP number, but only 8 2/3 innings pitched. You want to remove him from the equation. Not enough innings there. You want at least 10, 15, and the higher. Obviously, you get the better. But we have a good idea of who these fade guys are going to be. Let's get to the lefties and the righties, and let's start to make some headway at this point right now. Boy, Donnie Wrightside, it's a solo mission. It's Wednesday. It's what I do, baby. It's baseball, baseball, baseball. Next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Baseball is never boring, people. Every single day, it's like the ultimate poker hand. Where are you going? Left, right, going all in. Coming up with different strategies, taking down your opponent. It's a way to do it, man. It's what we do right here. So we handicap it's Donnie Wrightside, solo mission here. Went over the pitchers, XFIP numbers between lefty and righty batters combined. Some good fade guys in there. Let's take a look at the left-handed batters that are giving some of these pitchers a ton of problems. Now, granted, you can go down to 4.5 as a breakdown on left-handed batters and right-handed batters. I look at it differently. I go the totality at 4.5, which means if I want to have a team total, those are primarily the players that you're going to fade off of. But you also want the lefties and righties to make sense. Some of these pitchers, as we talked about multiple times, really good against a lefty and or righty. But when they're bad, there's typically a side that they're really bad from. That's what we're trying to find out here today. So if we take a look at 4.9 or higher as an XFIP today, you take a look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 total pitchers here. Simeon Woods Richardson is one of those guys. So again, he's already popped up on our total card here. Simeon Woods Richardson, SWR. I'm not writing that guy's name anymore. 4.91. He'll be listed on that card. Number two to lefties today, Chase Dolander, Colorado Rockies, 5.22. So we'll go Dolander. That's 5.22. That's high. Now, people, we start to get to the good stuff right now. Quinn Priester. So we'll write Priester down. He's already had a tough time with a 5.08 XFIP in totality. To left-handed batters, guys, 6.46. Charlie Morton. And Charlie Morton, as you know, from the Baltimore Orioles, he's listed 6.78. The worst pitcher on the card today. Not a ton of innings, though. That's our guy, Balotso, from down in South Beach. The Miami Marlins, a 7.89 XFIP number. How about that? You have three pitchers at close to 6.5 XFIP or higher against left-handed batters today. So you know where we're picking them. And as I started the show and said, even though Belotto doesn't have a lot of innings on his belt, I said, let's just take a look at left-handed batters for the Dodgers, Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman. Could light it up again tonight. Price points aren't fantastic, but don't worry about that. Tickets cash, that's all you ask for. So that's interesting from the left-handed perspective. A couple guys to really break up. Well, let's go on the card, 6.80 overall, 7.89 to lefties, man. Come on, Dodgers. You hear me out here? Just a shame, too, because Teoscar Hernandez isn't a lefty, but he got injured. It's always a great RBI guy in the middle of that lineup here. So let's go over to the right-handed issues for some of these pitchers. And again, we're not taking a look at the 4.5s, the 4.75s. We want at least a 4.9 or higher. So let me set the card here. All right, so we got a 4.80, which is Grant Holmes. Let's remove him from the equation. So now, again, we got right-handed batters, or pitchers struggling with right-handed batters. Logan Allen. So you saw his number pop up on the totality of the card at 5.02. Must not be all that bad. What is he to lefties? 4.41. So he's not great there, but he's got a 5.14 to right-handed batters. So he's on the card. Yusei Kikuchi, who's a left-handed pitcher, now struggling with right-handed batters. Kikuchi, let's write that out here, is at a 5.19. So Kikuchi on the card of 4.71 between lefty and righties. He really struggles with right-handed batters. Let's go to Jonathan Cannon, a guy that always shows up regardless here. So Cannon doesn't show up against lefties, but shows up for the total, which he had a 4.84. So if we go Cannon to right-handed batters, that's a 5.52 xFIP number. So he's way up there. Jackson Jobe, which is a shame here because we have Jobe between lefties and righties, 4.93. To righties, he's coming up as a 5.69. Now understand this. Some of these numbers come back really bad. But Jobe is pitching in an environment he should get hit. But the lineup stinks. Lineup stinks every day for the Colorado Rockies. So the point is sometimes those leap of faiths that I talk about, every once in a while you just dump it. I knew I should have bet that. But more times than not, like you still need some batters to push you over the hump in that equation. I'm not so sure that the Colorado Rockies can actually do that. And then the worst pitcher on the card today, all three. We might just have to go with the team total, which is going to be extremely high, or maybe an alternate team total parlay. That's Belotto again. Now, Belotto in the season, what's he got, 11? How many innings does he have? Belotto's got 12 and two-thirds innings pitched. Bad against lefties, bad against righties. Limited starts. We're also going up against a really talented offense. So Belotto, I'm going to circle him right away. We might have to, and again, based on what the starting lineup is going to be, and it's the same Teoscar's down for the Dodgers, but they have plenty of talent. Let me look at the roster today, the anticipated roster, I should say, for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Let's go down. What time is that game going to be played today? 4:40 starts. We've got an afternoon game. Forget about Landon Mackey stinks. But Belotto. So we're expecting Ohtani, who will be on our card today, no doubt in my mind. But you know what? See this? Here's the difference, guys. Now, it is a bad pitcher, and the Dodgers have endless players. Freddie Freeman's not listed in the starting lineup today, who that would have been a major contributor, and we would have put him on the card. Now, we'll see if he starts. These are just anticipated of what the programs think or who's going to be in, or maybe a day off with some information. Betts has high numbers. Andy Páez has high numbers. Kike Hernandez has high numbers. So even though you don't have exactly what you wanted, which was Freddie Freeman as a lefty, Belotto's bad all over the place. You're just taking guys with high weighted on base percentage and ISO power numbers. If you were looking at the Dodgers today, that would be Ohtani, that would be Betts, that would be Páez, and that would be Kike Hernandez. And if you said, Donnie, I only can get two, it would be Ohtani and Betts. Donnie, if I need three, it would be Ohtani, Betts, and Páez. That's where I would go in that fashion. You got to love Mookie Betts, too. Not a strikeout guy. High weighted on base percentage. Should be able to knock in some runs. But Ohtani's certainly been cranking. Did you see the home run he hit into the upper deck last night? I mean, where did that ball go? My goodness. I've been to Lone Depot Park down in Miami. That was an absolutely tank job to get that into the upper deck here. So we have the pitchers that we have laid out. Belotto I've circled. But I don't know if it's enough for a team total per se. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 higher weighted on base percentages, you would figure. But let me just take a quick look, though. Let's get some price points in here. Let's go to Bet365 just for a quick look, and we'll go 4 o'clock time zone or 4 o'clock time range, team props. Yeah, see the Dodgers are 5.5 at a minus 130. That means you need them to score 6 runs at a minus 130 price, triple the juice. Those are tough to lay into it. Even if you said, Donnie, 3 should be easy for them. Yeah, it's minus 950, which again, you wouldn't bet $950 to win 100. You would include them in some sort of alt team total parlay. But also, like, the numbers have to make sense to you because the pitchers that we think that stink and the hitting lineups that are really good, like the Dodgers, you are going to pay a premium. But at some point, you say, like, yeah, it makes some sense. But boy, when you get driven out of that market price where just get 5 runs is usually where I want to go if it's a really good strategy. 4.5 minus 110, 4.5 minus 120, minus 130, you'll take it. 5.5 minus 130, those are tough. They really are. Even though Belotto is a bad pitcher and the Dodgers can hammer, but the Dodgers don't even have that perfect lineup, which would be Teoscar Hernandez, who crushes baseball, and Freddie Freeman. We'll check the starting lineup once it comes out. We might be able to make some opportunities on that end of it. But Belotto should be a fade pitcher. We will have multiple Dodgers included in our lineups today. Another guy that we're looking at, who, by the way, in the past also has had like some openers now. And that's for the Baltimore Orioles. Let me scroll down and see what we got here for Charlie Morton. What time is that game going to start? Is that a little bit later tonight? Okay, 7:40 start. Winds blowing in at double digits from left field. Don't like to see that. But 70-degree temperatures, we should be fine. Not a listed opener here for Charlie Morton. So maybe a way to get involved in that. But we're going to take a look at some of these other bad pitchers and go lineup by lineup for some batters that we really like. But I just told you, Dodgers will be on my card today. That's a 4 o'clock start.
and start to make some decisions next. Keep the dial right here. SiriusXM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't feel my toes. Breakfast is raw liver, unless I'm fasting for 36 hours. Because that resets your whole, like, everything. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Like and subscribe.
All right, taking a look here, guys, right? Let's go over some of these games, particularly the early one. 12:05 start, that's Cleveland, and it's Washington. Let's see what we have here in this game. So we have, obviously, a fade pitcher in Allen, more likely to be faded for right-handed batters. But let me just see what he does to lefties here quickly, see how far down he is. He's 4.41, so not too bad to lefties, which is where you usually want to go. James Wood always brings up. And again, if you're just betting James Wood today, I don't have any issues with it. The guy can absolutely hammer at this point. But if I look at this game, probably Ahmad Rosario might be the best overall in this lineup here. CJ Abrams is a decent start here. But if we're looking to really go for a 5.14 that he struggles with right-handers, 70-degree temperatures, is that enough, though? Because you usually like to have two. Like, if you went James Wood, right, probably should work out. I don't know, though. I don't know. Let's hold off on that game. I don't want to make any rash decisions, even though that's the first up at 12 o'clock. Maybe just be passing that over, because I like multiple opportunities. Michael Soroka on the other side, not really going to fade him, even though it looks like David Schneeman has got some really good numbers against right-handed pitchers, but it might not just max out at that point here. So let's get past that. Houston, Framber Valdez is one of the better pitchers on the card. We're not going to fade him. Quinn Priester, though, is somebody that we might want to fade. You take a look at Priester's numbers on the day, as we talked about, 5.08. between lefties and righties. Priester then comes up at a 6.46 to lefties. So can we fit? But here's the issue again, guys, right? Look at the lineup anticipation today for the 1 o'clock start between Milwaukee and Houston. I just told you Priester is horrible, horrible against lefties. Right-handed batter, switch hitter who's bad against righties, righty-righty. One possible lefty in that lineup. What a shame. What a shame we cannot fade Quinn Priester today. But this is why we go about it. Like, you should say, no, I don't care. Just fade Quinn Priester. It's going to be all right. It might work out that way. But boy, if you just had some lefties in that lineup, man, we could torch Quinn Priester today. Man, that's a waste right there. It really is. Pittsburgh and St. Louis. Mitch Keller on the mound. No real fade there. Sonny Gray, nothing there. Robbie Ray is on the mound, who was a fade guy. And by the way, if you're just fading from lefty pitchers to a lineup that crushes lefties, well, the Chicago Cubs are your team, guys. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Extremely high weighted on base percentages and low K rates going up against Robbie Ray today. But again, we're trying to stick to the game plan here. Ray doesn't pop up on our list. We're not going to force that. But my goodness, Chicago. It's almost like I want to take a team total just to see what happens in that game. Seattle, Brian Wu, not going to go up against him. And also, we talked about Gunnar Hoglund. Not enough information to press down on that one. By the way, that total's 9 with 2 decent pitchers. But then again, they play in Sacramento, which seems to be everybody lighting the world on fire. Arizona, New York, that's Kodai Senga taking on Merrill Kelly. No real fades in that one. Some good batters in the game, but we're going to stick to the card. Let's get to this Dodgers game here, which we already know we like. Landon Knack, who doesn't have, and by the way, let me just take a look at Landon Knack last year, because I don't think he's had very good numbers either last year. I'm going to take a look at Fangraphs right now. We'll go to
last year's statistics. In 2025, Major League Baseball, again, only 8 2/3 innings pitched, bad, XFIP-wise. He was in AAA for 20 1/3 innings pitched, guys, already this year. 5'11", bad. Last year, Major League Baseball, 69 innings pitched, a 4.23 XFIP number. AAA last year, 4.88. He's not a great pitcher. Stowers and Ramirez have really good numbers. Boy, oh boy. So, Knack, what does he have this year again? Just told you his XFIP was pretty high. 5.02, but only 8 2/3 innings pitched. I just don't think we have enough to go on. But I think you're throwing something out there. Kyle Stowers looks like he should pummel the baseball today. And same thing with Augustin Ramirez, to be honest. But I'm going to stay away, except we're going on some of those Dodger bats. We don't know officially who's going to be in that Dodgers lineup today, but Ohtani will be on my card. Mookie Betts will be on my card. We'll see if we make it down the Pajes. So we'll definitely be in by 4 o'clock today. No questions asked. Molly's on the mound today versus Tanner Houck. Nothing there at 6:45. San Diego and New York. That's Dylan Cease and Max Fried. Nothing on our card there. The Philadelphia Phillies, who are pitching Christopher Sanchez, going up against Shane Baz. Nothing on our card there. Cincinnati's Hunter Green, not fading that guy. He's been dominant this year. Grant Holmes, average at best. Not a great lineup here for the Reds. So nothing coming from that fade environment. The Chicago White Sox, 62 degrees from rain in the forecast. I want to fade Jonathan Cannon, as we told you. Cannon, 4.84 overall XFIP. Cannon, 2, right-handed batters, a 5.52. Mikel Garcia and Bobby Witt Jr. make some sense in that lineup tonight for possible outcomes for RBI props. Okay, so we're living there. Baltimore and Minnesota, as we talked about, Charlie Morton is horrendous. 5.43 overall XFIP number. Charlie Morton to left-handed batters, 6.78. That's where you want to go with it. We don't have lefties in that lineup. Larnach's okay. Buxton's right-handed batter. He's got decent numbers. Nobody in that lineup can do enough damage for me. The good thing about it, though, is nobody strikes out outside of Byron Buxton against right-handed pitching for the Minnesota Twins. 68-degree temperatures, double-digit wind blowing in from right field in Minnesota. Not great conditions, but not bad. It's a shame we can't use that one either. We might be getting a little bit more, you know, there's pitchers to fade, and we can't find hitters to hit behind them. Now, Simeon Woods Richardson. The left-handed batter is a 4.91. Simeon Woods Richardson overall, 4.51. Where is he to righties? Let me just bring that up as a background. He's at 4.23, which isn't bad. So if you level up with lefties today, the numbers do stick out for the Baltimore Orioles, guys. The first four batters in that lineup, all lefties, cracking right-handed pitching. Mullins, Henderson, Rutschman, and O'Hearn. Jackson Holliday included in that lineup, betting 6 today, anticipated. Big numbers. We'll be in play with multiple guys for the Orioles as well. Good to see that. Let's get out to Detroit in Colorado. 55 degrees, don't love it. It was in the 40s yesterday. They canceled the game. Jackson Jobe is a fade, as we said. Horrible to right-handed batters, but who are you putting in? Jordan Beck? High K rate, but good ISO power numbers out there. Maybe he's there? A lot of left-handed batters in that lineup today. I'll see too. Does Jobe have good numbers against lefties? Let's do that quickly before the commercial break. Let's see. Where's my guy Jobe at? 3.92 to lefties. Yeah, we can't use him. Only for right-handed batters there. We'll continue this card. One more segment to go. Making our way downtown, baby. Let's do it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Continue to look at that Detroit-Colorado game, guys, at elevation. Colder temperatures, don't love it all that much, but there is a fadeable pitcher. There's a couple fadeable pitchers there. Dollander to left-handed batters. A 5.22 XFIP number. What's he got to right-handed batters? Is he much better? He's really good against righties. 3.01 XFIP. Decent strikeout guy to righties, but lefties, completely different story. K rate under 20%. Walk rate over 10%. ISO against 312. Weighted on base percentage 396. And you know where I live there, right? Like Carpenter, McKinstry, Green make a ton of sense there. Let me just make sure I'm doing this right here. All right, so we got, let's see, Dollander lefties, Dollander to righties, much better. So the lefties are the focus once again. Not a bad spot. But again, temperatures, not fantastic, but I think a chance that we might be able to do some damage. Late night game tonight, you say Kikuchi. He did show up overall at 4.71. However, we don't have him in that nasty. Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do. Right-handed batters, 5.19. Guerrero and Springer, once again, will be in my lineup today. Fantastic. So there we go. We got options today, guys. We really do. Cleveland and Washington, I know it's going to hurt me, but I'm going to lay off that. If you guys want to go James Woods out there, just have some fun because he just rakes every game, it feels like, except for the one I needed him to last night. Amado Rosario's got good numbers. You know, CJ Abrams does too, but you're more focused on the right-handed batters against Logan Allen. I'm going to stay away from that one. So no action there again. Houston and Milwaukee. We don't have any left-handed batters to sort of use to our advantage. For Houston, no action in that game. Pittsburgh and St. Louis, I don't have any action in that game either. So if we keep moving along, San Francisco and Chicago, no action there. Seattle and the A's, no action there. 3:40 p.m., the New York Mets and the Arizona Diamondbacks. That's Senga and Merrill Kelly. No action will be there. We'll start up in that 4 o'clock hour, which I'm just going to write down the teams right now. The Los Angeles Dodgers, they will have some guys on my card. Texas and Boston at 6:45, there will be no action there. San Diego and New York won't have any action. Philadelphia and Tampa Bay, we'll skip over that game. Cincinnati and Atlanta, no action in that game. The Chicago White Sox and Kansas City. Again, let me just make sure I have my numbers in a row here. If we're taking a look at Jonathan Cannon, bad against right-handed bats. Bobby Witt Jr. and Mikel Garcia makes sense. So let me just write down Kansas City for now. These aren't exact guys that we're playing. I just wanted to formulate that opinion on exactly some of the teams we're looking at. Baltimore and Minnesota tonight. It's a shame because Charlie Morton doesn't get anybody out, particularly from left-handed batters. But the left-handed batters stink in that lineup, which makes it tough. But Baltimore, we're going to be in play on a few of those guys. So we'll write down Baltimore. Then we move over to Detroit and Colorado. Jackson Job, you want to fade him, to be honest, because he's brutal against right-handed bats. Not a lot of right-handed bats. Like, I guess it would be Jordan Beck, but not a lot of sustained success in that lineup. Dollander, who's very good against righties, you want to fade him against lefties. That looks like we're going to have multiple guys in that game. So we'll go Detroit. So that's the fourth team. And then out late night on the West Coast, you say Kikuchi, who can be a frustrating guy to hit at times. I take a look at this lineup and say Vladdy Jr. and George Springer, maybe another must on the roster tonight. So five. So we'll go Toronto. Okay. The teams that we're looking to play tonight against faded pitchers, the Dodgers, that's the early game. Not too early, 4:40. We got plenty of time to see those starting lineups come out. Kansas City, Baltimore, Detroit, and Toronto. Those are the teams tonight we're going to make our decisions on. RBI props, HRR maybe tonight. We'll see if they make some sense to get closer to plus money on 2 to 3 guys. And then, of course, maybe an alt team total market that we can have. Always love sharing the information. It's what I do. So certainly out on Twitter, if you're following along, at RightsideVP, you get the keys to the castle at that point here. But good times tonight, also Major League Baseball. But we did talk to open the show about the NBA. Some fun action there. You know, I'm an NBA handicapper. I've been really good in the playoffs this year, which is fantastic. Love to see that. Boston Celtics for me, -6.5 first half against the Knicks. And I'm going to fall right into that trap on the Denver Nuggets, and I'll take the 11 there. Maybe some player props a little bit later on that we're looking at, maybe 3-point props that didn't work out for the Boston Celtics. They'll shoot 50 more threes tonight. They'll probably work out in that game tonight as it plays out. Oklahoma City Thunder, Denver Nuggets just going to play again. Hey, just give me Russell Westbrook at all costs because the guy's an absolute animal out there. Maybe you play into that respect, but good night overall. NHL hockey on as well, but some good things that we certainly can talk about. And by the way, didn't spend much time talking about Pickens over to the Dallas Cowboys. We'll see how happy he is in that situation. Dallas Goedert going to remain with the Philadelphia Eagles in 2025. Also, the Utah Mammoth out here, the new hockey name for the Utah Hockey Club. That's how we do it on a Wednesday, a solo mission. Your boy DRS, thanks to JP behind the wheels of steel. Tomorrow, back at it.
Sports
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.